Welcome to Zikhu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Ram Goldar and Tirma Zecher Shavuos Daf Yud Alef, the first parak Shavuos Shtayim. So the three tops we're going to focus on. Number one, on the previous daf, Rabbi sought to prove to Rav Chista that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed from the fact that yearly leftover katoris is redeemed. Rav Chista replied that katoris only has kedushas damim, monetary sanctity, not kedushas haguf, physical sanctity, and therefore is redeemable. He holds the machteshes, a mortar in which the katoris was prepared, was not a klisharis, a sacred service vessel, and cannot confer kedushas haguf. Rabba replied that a braisa teaches that the katoris becomes disqualified through being touched by a tefillah yom, someone who immerses in a mikvah and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If katoris only had kedushas damim, a tefillah yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a mishnah, which states that menachos can be disqualified by a tefillah yom after they received kedusha from a kli, meaning kedushas haguf. The Gemara said if katoris does possess kedushas haguf, it should become disqualified with lina, being left overnight, yet a mishnah implies that it does not. Rabbi answered that katoris is different, since its form remains the same throughout the year. Since it does not physically deteriorate, it is not biblically subject to lina disqualification despite having kedushas haguf. Point number two, having proven from a katoris that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra tamidin, the Gemara wonders how. Where has their sanctity gone? Rabbi explained, Lev based in Masnalan, the mind of Basin stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they are needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha's Aguf, but if not, they will only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. Abai asked Rava that he himself ruled Hiktish Zarchu Adamav. If one was Makdish a male ram for its monetary value, not as a carbon, it attains Kedusha's Aguf automatically since it's eligible for it. If so, Basin's stipulation to give it only Kedusha's Damim would be ineffective. The Gemara answers that it only acquires Kedusha's Aguf automatically if it was Makdish's value for the sacrifice for which it is eligible, meaning a ram for purchasing an Ola, but not if it was Makdish's value for a different purpose, for example, a ram for purchasing Nesachim. The Gemara proves at the end of the daf that Rabbi Shimon does not hold lay based in Masnalen and holds the extra Tamidin cannot be redeemed without a moon. And point number three, Abai challenged Rabbi's principle that lev based in Masna Lehen from a brisa. If the bull and goat for Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Rabbi Yehuda holds the original animals are left to die. Molaz and Rabbi Shimon hold that they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbi, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they're not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avudin de lo shchichi. Lost karbanos are different because they are uncommon, and Beis Din does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. This is challenged from a braisa teaching that a para duma, which is certainly rare, can be redeemed without a mum, even if a nicer one was found. After a lengthy discussion proves that a para duma does indeed have kedushas haguf, the Gemara finally answers that a para duma is different, hoyo v'dameha yakarin, since it's very expensive. Therefore, Beis Din makes its kedusha conditional, despite its being rare. So once again, the 3 points are number one. On the previous daf, Rabbi sought to prove to Rav Chista that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed from the fact that yearly leftover katoris is redeemed. Rav Chista replied that katoris only has kedushas damim, monetary sanctity, not kedushas haguf, physical sanctity, and therefore is redeemable. He holds the machteshes, a mortar in which the katoris was prepared, was not a klisharis, a sacred service vessel, and cannot confer kedushas haguf. Rabbi replied that a braisa teaches that the katoris becomes disqualified through being touched by a tefillah yom, someone who immerses in a mikvah and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If katoris only had kedushas damim, a tefillah yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a mishnah, which states that menachos can be disqualified by a tefillah yom after they received kedusha from a kli, meaning kedushas haguf. The Gemara said if katoris does possess kedushas haguf, it should become disqualified with lina, being left overnight, yet a mishnah implies that it does not. Rabbi answered that katoris is different, since its form remains the same throughout the year. Since it does not physically deteriorate, it is not biblically subject to lina disqualification despite having kedushas haguf. Point number two, having proven from a katoris that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra tamidin, the Gemara wonders how. Where has their sanctity gone? Rabbi explained, Lev based in Masnalen, the mind of Basin stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they are needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha's Aguf, but if not, they will only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. Abaye asked Rava that he himself ruled Hikdish Zarch L'damav if one was Makdish a male ram for its monetary value, not as a carbon. It attains Kedushas HaGuf automatically since it's eligible for it. If so, Basin's stipulation to give it only Kedushas Damim would be ineffective. The Gemara answers that it only acquires Kedushas HaGuf automatically if he was Makdish its value for the sacrifice for which it is eligible, meaning a ram for purchasing an Ola, but not if he was Makdish its value for a different purpose, for example, a ram for purchasing Nesachim. The Gemara proves at the end of the daf that Rabbi Shimon does not hold lay based in Masnelen and holds the extra Tamidin cannot be redeemed without a moon. And point number three, Abaye challenged Rabbi's principle that lay based in Masna Lehen from a brisa. If the bull and goat for Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Rabbi Yehuda holds the original animals are left to die. Molaz and Rabbi Shimon hold that they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbi, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they're not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avud and Delo Shchichi. Lost carbonos are different because they are uncommon, and Beis Din does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. This is a challenge from a brisa teaching that a par aduma, which is certainly rare, can be redeemed without a mum, even if a nicer one was found. After a lengthy discussion proves that a par aduma does indeed have Kedushas HaGuf, the Gemara finally answers that a par aduma is different, hoyo v'dameha yikarin, since it's very expensive. Therefore, Beis Din makes its Kedush conditional, despite its being rare. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Yud Aleph, and our standard Siman is stars, based on the 11 stars in Yosef's dream. So here goes. The Kohen standing under a star-shaped Seitzel Kochavim clock, who was dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedushas HaGuf Ketores before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped Beis Din to see if Leib Beis Din Masna Alehen, who had just told a Kohen Gadol that Beis Din does not stipulate for Las Karbanas, since that is a rare occurrence. Once again, slow motion. The Kohen standing under a star-shaped Seitzel Kochavim clock, star-shaped Seitzel Kochavim, that must be on Daf Yud Aleph. Stars. The Kohen standing under a star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedushas Guf Ketores before the stars came out, which reminds us, Rabbah brings a brisa that teaches that Ketores becomes disqualified through being touched by a Tvul Yom, someone who immersed in a mikveh and becomes completely tahor at nightfall. If Ketores only had Kedushas Damim, a Tvul Yom would not disqualify it, as proven by a Mishnah which states that Minchas can be disqualified by Tvul Yom after they receive Kedusha from a Kli, meaning Kedushas HaGuf. This proves that Ketores has Kedushas HaGuf. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock was dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedushas HaGuf Ketores before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped Beis Din to see if Leib Beis Din Masna Alehen, which reminds us, having proven from Ketores that communal sacrificial items can be redeemed, like Rabbi Yochanan said regarding extra Tamidin, the Gemara wonders how, Biki Kedusha Shebehen Leichan Halcha, where has their sanctity gone? Rabbah explained, Leib Beis Din Masna Alehen, the mind of Beis Din stipulates about them to make their Kedusha conditional to circumstances. If they're needed for communal sacrifices, their Kedusha is Kedusha's HaGuf, but if not, they'll only have Kedusha's Damim to be sold. So the Kohen standing under his star-shaped Tzeitzel Kochavim clock, who's dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedusha's HaGuf Ketores before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped Beis Din to see if Leib Beis Din Masna Alehen, who had just told a Kohen Gadol that Beis Din does not stipulate for Las Karbanas, since that is a rare occurrence, which reminds us, Abaye challenged Rabbah's principle that Leib Beis Din Masna Alehen from a brisa. If the bull and goat from Yom Kippur were lost, and others were brought in their place, and they were subsequently found, Rabbi Yehuda holds the original animals are left to die. Molaz and Rabbi Shimon hold they are left to pasture, and after developing a mum, they are redeemed, and the proceeds are used for communal nedavos. According to Rabbah, they should be redeemed without a mum, since they are not needed. The Gemara answers, Shani Avudin de lo Shchichi. Lost carbonos are different because they are uncommon, and Beis Din does not make stipulations for unusual occurrences. So once again, the Kohen standing under a star-shaped Seitzel Kochavim clock, who was dismayed when a Tvul Yom disqualified his Kedushas HaGuf Ketores before the stars came out, asked the rabbi in the heart-shaped Beis Din to see if Leib Beis Din Masna Alehen, who had just told the Kohen Gadol that Beis Din does not stipulate for lost carbonos, since that is a rare occurrence. All right, so now it's time for our four blabach chazara. Dav Zayin, so the Siman Dav Zayin is a Kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The armed guard from the old Vior security firm, armed guard, that must be on Dav Zayin, Kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The armed guard from the old Vior security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kajim and not Truma, which reminds us, Gemara brings the source of the carbon old Vior, it's for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, not Truma. So the armed guard from the Olive Yard security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kachim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with the Ketores, then he'll also be Chayev Karas, which reminds us the Gemara discusses Shalosh Krisos Bishlamim, and that there's a Machokas if one gets Karas for eating inedible Kachim, like Ketores, while Tame. So the armed guard from the Olive Yard security firm, who found a tummy eating a sandwich and verified that it was Kachim and not Truma, and warned his friend that if he seasons it with a Ketores, then he'll also be Chayev Kares. Watch his partner escort the Kohen Gadol with the Seir HaNas Bifnim on behalf of those who entered the Mikdash who once knew they were Tameh, but subsequently forgot, which reminds us more brings a source that the Seir HaNas Bifnim is for Yesh Yediyah B'tchila Ve'in Yediyah B'sof, and not for other Tumos. Daf Ches, so the Siman Daf Ches is Challah, and we often use a baker in the Siman. So here goes. The baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah, baker, that must more on Daf Ches. The baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, which reminds us the Seir HaPanimi is for tumor resulting in a sin, not other tumos, such as the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir, where their carbon is only for the tumor and not the sin. So the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them, since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, which reminds us the Seir HaPanimi suspends one's Tumah sin, Lahagin Alav Mina Yisurin, to protect him from suffering for his sin until he becomes aware of it and brings his carbon. So the baker who told the Yoledes, Metzora, and Nazir that his famed Seir HaPanimi shaped Challah was not for them since they didn't sin, and sold it to his Yediyah B'tchila client to protect him from Yisurin until he becomes aware, baked his Seir HaChitzon shaped Challah for one who only had a Yediyah B'sof in a separate oven, since it had a separate kapara that was Achas B'shana, which reminds us, the Gemara explains why the Seir HaPanimi and the Seir HaChitzon do not also affect each other's atonement. The Gemara explains that the pasuk of the Panimi says, an arn will affect atonement upon its horns, Achas, one, teaching, Kapara Achas Mechapir, Ve'in Mechapir Shtei Kaparos. The Panimi affects one atonement, but it does not affect two atonements. The Gemara then asks the reverse question that the Chitzon should also affect the Panimi's atonement, where he knew beforehand. This would be relevant for a tumah violation which occurred after the Panimi was brought, but before the Chitzon. It answers the pasuk says, Achas Bashana, once a year, teaching Kaparazu Lotehe Ela Achas Bashana. This atonement of the Panimi shall only be once a year. Daf Tes, so the Siman Daf Tes is a teapot. So here goes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot. Teapot? That must be on Daf Tes. The waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed L'Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rav Yehuda said that the Seir Rogalim and the Seir Rosh Chodashim brought from the Musaf on those days atoned for Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshim, where he had no awareness, neither before nor after his transgression. Shmuel explains Rav Yehuda's source regarding the Seir Rosh Chodashim. The Pasuk says, V'sir izim echod l'chatas l'Hashem, and one goat for a chatas for Hashem, implying that this Seir atones for a chet she'ein makir bo el Hashem, a sin that no one but Hashem knows of. The Gemara asks that this expression was already darshaned by Rish Lakish, who explained why the Torah says L'Hashem specifically for a Seir Rosh Chodesh. Rish Lakish darshans this expression to say, Amar Kosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said, Seir ze ye kapar al shima'atis yez yareach, this goat shall be an atonement for me that it reduced the moon during creation. So the waiter pouring tea from a teapot shaped like a small moon and inscribed L'Hashem for the Kohanim, eating the Seir Rosh Chodesh, while a man who was Sofer Yodea of his chait, sitting nearby, was unaware he was getting kapar from it, and the Seir ate Ragalim, spilled the tea in shock when a Tar who ate Tami Kachim entered the room and insisted the Seir Rosh Chodesh was Mechaper for him, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds the Seir Rosh Chodashim atone for a Tar who ate Tami Kachim, which is derived from the tzitz. Daf Yud, so the Siman Daf Yud is a minion of Yidden. So here goes. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, that must be around Daf Yud. The men in the Moadim minion of Yidden, who kept all their seerim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparason Shava, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rebbe Meir said, Kol seerim Kaparason Shava, the atonement of all goats is the same. All seerim used for Musafim, the Seir HaChitzon, Seir Rosh Chodesh, and Seir Ragalim atone for Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav, for any case without awareness beforehand, as well as a Tahor who ate Tami Kadshim. Rabbi Yonah explains from Meir's Drasha, Eil Tasu Hashem B'Moadechem, these you shall perform for Hashem on your appointed festivals, teaching, Hukshukol Moadim Kulon Zelazel, all the festivals are compared to each other. The Gemara demonstrates that even Rosh Chodesh is called a Moed. So the men in the Moatim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their stearim together in one big pen, because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of their stearim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own kapara, which reminds us, in the Mishnah Rabbi Shimon said, each type of seer has a unique atonement. The seer Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahru, a Tamei Kadshim. The seer Ragam atoned for a Tumas Mikdash Kadoshav with no awareness before or after. And the seer Achitzon of Yom Kippur atones for one with awareness only after. The Gemara explains why each Seir only has one role. The Seir Rosh Chodashim cannot affect their Seir Gam's atonement because the Pasuk by Rosh Chodesh says the singular Avon, sin teaching, Avon Echad Hu Nose, Ve'enu Nose Shnei Avonos. It obtains forgiveness for one sin, but it does not attain forgiveness for two types of sins. So the men in the Moadim Minyan of Yidden, who kept all their seirim together in one big pan because they believed Kaparasun Shava, didn't daven with the men from the Avon Minyan, who tied each of the seirim to a separate post, since they believed each had its own kapara, and got into a heated debate with them whether four extra tamidim could be redeemed without a moon, which reminds us, Gemara discusses whether the yearly extra tamidim can be redeemed without a moon. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1. Which daf in the Rebbe holds Yediyas Beis Rabbo Shema Yediyah, knowledge from one schoolhouse, is called adequate knowledge to qualify as Yediyah B'tchila? That's on daf? Hey, good. Number 2. Which daf in the Leib based in Masnalan does not apply in unusual cases, such as lost karbonis? That's on daf? Yid Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which stuff brought the source that the carbon oil of a yord is for Tumas Mikdash Ukadashav and not for Truma? That's on daf? Zion. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do you in the Rosh Shimon holds that the Siri Rosh Chodashim atoned for a Tahor who ate Tamikachim, which is derived from the Tzitz? That's on daf? Taz. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that the Siri Rosh Chodesh are a Chatas Lashem? That's on daf? Tas. Good. Number 6. Which daf brings the pairing of the four shades of tsaras listed in Maseches Negayim? That's on daf? Hey. Good. Number 7. Which daf are we introduced to Leib Beis in Masna Len and the laws of automatic Kedushas Aguf? That's on daf? Yudav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn that the Seir Rosh Chodesh and Seir Regalim are for Tumas Mikdash Kedoshav with no awareness, but is Sofa Yodea, destined to become known? That's on daf? Taz. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we have a proof that Ketores has Kedushas Aguf from the fact that Tvul Yom can disqualify it? That's on daf? Yudav. Good. Number 10. Which stuff do we learn that the Seir Panimi is only for Tumor resulting in a sin, not other tumors such as the Yoledes, Metzorah, and Nazir? That's on daf? Ches. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.